You're listening to SBS News.
An Australian man who was held hostage by the Taliban for 3 years before being released in a prisoner exchange deal has been given a hero's welcome at Kabul airport, where he praised the regime's 1 year in power. Former teacher Timothy Weeks was captured by the Taliban along with a colleague from the American University of Afghanistan in Kabul in August 2016. Mr. Weeks and his colleague Kevin King were released in 2019 in exchange for 3 senior commanders of the Haqqani Network, a Taliban faction known for staging guerrilla-style attacks on US-led NATO forces and Afghanistan soldiers. Since his release, Mr. Weeks converted to Islam and has praised the Taliban over the last few years. In 2020, Mr. Weeks travelled to the Middle East to witness the signing of a peace deal between the US and the Taliban. But new video shows Mr. Weeks at Kabul airport and being given a hero's welcome.
I first came to Afghanistan 6 years ago, as you know, in 2016. And I came here with a dream to learn about Afghanistan. And now I'm coming again to complete my journey. This is the part two of my journey.
Mr. Weeks, who is also known by his Muslim name Jibrail Umar, was dressed in traditional Afghan attire. He says he was there to celebrate the Taliban's first anniversary back in power.
I am also coming to celebrate the 1 year anniversary of the governments of the Islamic Emirate of Afghanistan, who I have stood behind. I spent 3.5 years with Taliban soldiers, and I saw these people in a light that nobody else has been able to do.
In a statement, the Taliban said,
Afghanistan warm-heartedly welcomes dear guest Mr. Jibrail Umar to an independent and sovereign Afghanistan. The Afghan nation is known for its magnificent hospitality tradition. Mr. Jibrail deserves the hospitality the most for his unwavering love for this country and its people.
Zaki Haidari from Amnesty International expressed concern for members of the Afghan community in Australia.
I do respect people's decisions and choices that they make on their life, but watching Timothy Weeks in the airport in Kabul, standing next to the Taliban regime, it's outrageous. How someone can go back to the Taliban, the same regime that detained him for 3 years and tortured him every day. It brings a lot of anger and frustrations to our community, the fact that they are denying and violating women's rights on a daily basis, not allowing girls to go to school, leaving millions of people in hunger and poverty, including children. There is no celebration. There is no anniversary. It's a dark day for Afghanistan and its people. He shouldn't provide any platform in publicity to the Taliban regime, because they are not a regime that deserve recognition. They're not delivering on any promises that they made.
Ahmad Shuja Jamal is a former Director General for International Relations and Regional Cooperation at the Afghan National Security Council. He's also a vocal member of the Afghan-Australian community. And he says Mr. Weeks appeared to be in the company of some very high-ranking officials.
He is being given the VIP treatment that the Taliban gave to Hikmatullah, the infiltrator who killed Australian soldiers, and to al-Zawahiri, who was the head of al-Qaeda. Now, if he does not suffer from some form of mental health difficulty, which he denies that he does, then he is brainwashed or otherwise a Taliban sympathizer. When an Australian citizen freely chooses to associate with such company, the whole of Australian society should sit up and take notice to the insult, the hurt, and the possible greater harm that he might cause through his association with that terrorist organization.
He also says memories remain fresh in the minds of Afghans who fled to Australia and other countries.
I think he is causing tremendous hurt to the community in Afghanistan, and his own personal history, I think, adds to the hurt and to the insult that he's causing to the Afghan-Australian community. And I hope that while Mr. Weeks is in Kabul, he has the occasion to see the generational damage that the Taliban have done to Afghanistan. And I hope he gets to reflect that he associates with that cruelty. And I hope he also sees that while he in Kabul the hypocrisy in the life that he gets to choose freely for himself and his family in Australia versus the one that he supports, the kind of life that's violently imposed on the people of Afghanistan by the Taliban.
Marcus Mingelo-Konomos, SBS News.